Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I think it's time to get ready, guys. I think it's time to really, really seriously take a look at what's going on in the world. And I think we're under attack, personally. And you need to prepare yourself. I am in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am at the Bellagio Shops, which is just stunning. We walk through here, and they're redoing a bunch of the shops, just like everywhere else in the world. But like, subscribe, comment, share the video, and please, share your thoughts on this one. And also, we have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold. Man, I am going to start with a few things before I get into the heavy stuff, and that is, there's been a bunch of hacks lately that you need to take a look at. I want you to think about these things that bleed over into other things that are very serious. The first one is Financial Business and Consumer Solutions is a debt collection agency. Now, if you've ever been in a bad spot in your life and you owe somebody some money, what they do with these debts, it's very simple, is they say, okay, John Smith, Dan, whoever, they go out and they package the debt. And they say, okay, we've got $12 million worth of debt and we'll sell it to you for 20 cents in the dollar. No, I'll give you 10. No, we don't want that. We want to do it for 12 cents. They'll take it, okay? And then what do they do for their investment into, let's just use round figures of $10 million, and let's say that they spent, $1 million in this, just say 10%, just for round figures. So with this 10% figure, they go try to recoup their money and they go after people. And that's why after 5, 8 years, 10 years, you can get these calls. It's like from, so-and-so capital and this collection agency. And it's ridiculous because you're like, what are you calling me for? Well, these financial business and consumer solutions just got hacked to the tune of 4.2 million clients, and they have everything. They've got your data, they've got your, all your personal information, your social, your addresses that they think you live at, and it's that serious, guys. So, once again, guys, my point of this is that they just announced that this hack got done, but it's huge, okay? The next one, Dr. Marvin sent to me, and this is a health care agency, and that is Health Equity. Health Equity runs health savings accounts. They're not banks, and what they do is you put your money together so you have a savings account. There's the beginning of the casino. I'll stay away from that because of all the music. We'll walk back and go outside for you. But they got hacked, and they had to announce in their 8K filing that they were hacked in April of this year. But wait a second, guys. Now we're hearing about this at the end of July and into August. This is crazy. So again, the problem with this is you've got $4.3 million. Another 100,000 more people got hit with this attack from the healthcare savings account. Guys, I'm telling you, this, you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to this. And the granddaddy of all this is that Microsoft. Microsoft announced, with the CrowdStrike debacle and everything that's happening, that they had a ransom attack. They had someone go through the back door, and it affected everything. It affected Office, it affected their online data, everything. So guys, I'm telling you, the internet is under attack right now. And I don't believe any of this. I don't believe that it was one company with CrowdStrike that just happened to have an issue. And their update made it so that we were all vulnerable to this. What you're gonna do when you think about this, there are people that for about 12 hours in the United States and in the UK yesterday that didn't have Microsoft products. Well, you can sit there and say, that's no big deal. It's a huge deal. What they're going to do is they're going to blame a nation state for this. And if you read the article below, they're talking about, well, who are the bad actors that did this? Was it a rogue group or was it a bad nation state? What they're going to do is shut the internet down. And that's where this goes to, is the internet's going to get shut down. And I'm telling you guys, you need to look at getting your security set up, making sure that you're safe, making sure your family is safe. What would you do if you couldn't communicate with everybody? Well, Dan, you're talking about 12 hours. What's going to happen? Well, think about this, guys. If the entire internet went down regionally, okay, what would you do? What would happen if it happened in the Midwest, if you had 9, 12, 15 states that shut down? Okay, what if the UK went down? What if during the Olympics there was no internet? Well, you can sit there and say no big deal. Now, I found a great article about this, about how life would be after one day. And one thing that I got a kick out of is it talked about, do you know that Facebook and Google and Microsoft and Meta, they would lose basically $300 to $400 million in advertising revenue a day. Who cares if those guys lost 80 cents? It's ridiculous to think about, because what would happen is you'd have no phone networks. You wouldn't be able to pump gas because everything is ran through these networks. Gas stations are ran through to determine what the tanks are. Everything's ran through the internet now, everything. So crazy. After a week, as the modern grid shut down, you would have spot outages that then would produce extra gas in certain areas. So you'd have things that would have to be shut down. And if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have power. I'm telling you, what would you do if you didn't have electricity for 10 days? Okay, well, gee, go to my mom's house. Mom doesn't have it either, guys. Nobody has it. And this is the severity of this, in that, you know, the grid would become unbalanced. You'd have local outages. It would escalate to outages throughout the world. Now, again, you can't communicate with anybody. Maybe the satellites would work. Maybe my satellite phone would work. Okay? But gas pipelines would be shut down. You'd have everything not working if that happened. Okay? Debit card's not going to work. Bank's not going to work. People are going to get hungry. Restaurants aren't going to be open. So I'm telling you, you got to have a fortress of solitude, if you know what I mean. You got to have yourself set up. And I tell my family, I just had a meeting last night with family members here, and we were talking about the severity of making sure that you could live in the confines of your home for a month. Seriously, what would happen? People would show up. Eventually, people are going to get hungry. They're going to come looking for you. So what's that world look like? Seriously, Dan, you're crazy. Now, after a month, gas stations would be out. You know, you'd have, you wouldn't have anything to process transactions. I think it would be much sooner than a month. Supermarket can't deliver food. Well, guys, supermarkets would be looted inside of a day or two if that happened. So with a world like that, you know, you'd have the army called out in different areas, you know, but they need food and fuel too. So what's that chaos look like? What does that chaos look like? So I'm telling you guys, look at the stories, look at all the cyber attacks, look at how they're blaming everybody else for this stuff, and you have to be ready for this. You have to just be ready. You have to have, you know, everything backed up so that you have food, you have water, you have supplies so that you can live independently. You can go buy the, you know, the food storage. Do you have a way of cooking meals? What about your medications? What about things like that? I have told people this, and I get people, my insurance company says I can only get it. How much is your medicine to buy for a month? Okay? Mine, $18 without the insurance company, $18. Okay? So guess what, guys? I bought an extra month for $18 whole. So I'm telling you, this is just not, you know, they were saying if this happened for a year, it would be chaos. But they gave an example of a year and how we'd basically go back to an old 1930s system where everything would get started over. But tell me what you think of this. Tell me, Are you concerned about this stuff? Microsoft gets shut down. Microsoft keeps getting hacked. And I don't believe any of this. I don't believe it's one company that affected everything. I believe that CrowdStrike is the patsy, is the fall guy, and that they're going to use CrowdStrike for this. Now, they may have been totally guilty, great, but I think it's much worse than this. But I'm telling you, prepare yourself. If you are by yourself, make sure you just have food, supplies, and things like that, and cash on hand, and a way of having a network. What would you do if there was no phone system? How would your family members know to contact you? I have a system set up with my daughter and with my brothers and with my family members and friends. We all have a way that if something would happen, where are we going to meet if something goes down? Have that. Well, that's crazy, man. Security, you need to have security devices of some sort in your home. There's certain things I like to have. I have friends that have a lot. And, we always joke there's certain friends' houses we would go to if things happen. But you need to have that plan. Seriously. I'm telling you guys, this is the dry run for the problem. And if you listen to anything, this is one of the most serious videos I've ever made because, man, oh man, I'm not buying this at all. I'm not buying. Microsoft's getting hacked now? Come on, guys. It's a nation state doing it. Remember that. Let me know your thoughts on this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Patriot Gold Group is number one rated for very good reason. Their customer service is absolutely second to none. 8 years in a row, they've been number one rated with consumer affairs. People think when it's time to buy gold, it's difficult. It's not. You need to deal with someone who does this all the time and has great service and has had thousands of customers. Contact Patriot Gold today, guys. 888-330-1431. You have to prepare for the future, no matter how bleak it could be. But the best thing is precious metals. It could save your life if you think about this in the future. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. Just get an investor guide. Call them. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. Again, number one rated for good reason. Look at our national debt that just hit $35 trillion. Things are a mess right now. If you believe in a world that we don't pay our debts, which we probably won't when there's a reset, gold and silver are going to be worth more than ever. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold today. Do it now before it's too late. Use the link below or call them and get yourself some information on how to protect yourself for the future. As I walk near the Bellagio, I'm across the street from the Paris Hotel. Paris Hotel's a nice place to stay. It's very clean, very nice. The rooms are nice, pool's nice. But if you live in Columbus, Ohio, here's one for you. On July 28th, the entire city had a ransomware attack, and they're not sure what data was stolen yet. So guys, I'm telling you, you have to prepare yourself for this because what they're gonna do is they're gonna sit there after the fact, 2 months from now, tell you, oh yeah, we did get hacked and we did lose a bunch of data and your information's been completely compromised. If you swiped a parking meter, if you paid for any city services, if you have a water bill with the city of Columbus and you've paid bills, they've gone online, they've kept records. How do you pay? Do you use a credit card, use your debit card? I'm telling you guys, I would make it so that you understand that this stuff is only getting worse and only becoming a bigger problem. Boar's Head, think about this. Think about this figure. 7 million pounds more of Boar's Head meats were compromised with the Listeria outbreak. Think of this figure that finally got released today, okay? And it is 100 tons of bad meat that has to be given back. How big is 100 tons of meat? I'm telling you guys, The listeria is very serious because of the cross-contamination. Had dinner with somebody that's in the restaurant business, it's such a mess. You'd have to close and completely disinfect everything and basically start from scratch. Oh, that sounds serious. Yeah, how many mom and pop shops are gonna do that? How many mom and pops are gonna be able to afford this right now? Because they're not going to. It's gonna be a complete disaster, okay? So this is gonna only get worse, guys. You're gonna see that, so. But think about it, 100 tons of meat so far. So I love this one. Mary Venegas is an older woman, says she's kind of forgetful. Mary says, you know, I went out and I found in my backyard $6,000 that I had hidden. And what she did was she buried it under some stuff. Again, don't do this, guys. Don't hide things buried in your yard. You're foolish to do this, okay? It's not a way of doing this, because listen to Mary. What happened was she found the $6,000, went to Bank of America, and they said, this is so deteriorated, we're not gonna honor it, and the money's worthless now. So that's crazy. So the money's no good, she's got nothing, and here's what happens. If you have currency that you can determine is still currency, you have to take it to Washington, D.C. Well, what does a 60-plus-year-old woman do to take money to the to Washington, D.C. to have them investigate it? So what she did, which was great, was she finally got a hold of the ombudsman in her local Fresno area, and they went to Bank of America, and they gave her $5,700 of the $6,000. Now, here's the worst thing. The other $300, how long does it take for the feds to determine if they're going to issue that money to you or not? Think about that. Okay? Okay, 6 to 18 months. So let's hope you don't need the money anytime soon. Okay? I'm going to cross the street and take my life into my own hands. A little bit more to cover. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. And I love when you have certain big events going on in the world, like the Olympics, and they say, this is an Olympic-sized theft. Well, Narinder Kaur was a professional shoplifter in the UK, and thank you to Stephen for sending me this great story. And what she did was she, you know, tricked retailers out of about $700,000 American of merchandise. When they finally caught up with her and arrested her, she had 150,000 pounds of money in her house, okay? It's about close to 200 grand. Anyways, crazy, but I love stuff like this. And again, all it does is make it more expensive for us. Spirit Airlines, I'm telling you, flea market, swap meet, low-end shopping place, that's what Spirit Airlines is like. I have friends that love to fly on Spirit because they have it down. But now they're gonna compete with Southwest Airlines, and you're gonna have premium reserve seating. You mean they're gonna be like every other airline? Congratulations to Spirit. Final story, and this already happened in Orange County, California, because it sucks in a big way, and that is Taco Bell is going to have AI take your order now. And the worst part about this is that they get it wrong every time. I've gone through there, I want an unsweetened iced tea. You want raspberry iced tea? No. It's a mess. So tell me if you've dealt with these AI robots yet in your dining experience, because it's gonna happen more and more and more. And you know what's funny is, I'll finish this one, in that somebody told me McDonald's is no longer gonna take cash. Can you believe that? That would be the kiss of death for McDonald's if they didn't take cash. And a lot of them are not honoring the $5 discount meal. Let me know your thoughts on that. But reach out to me, hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.